Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as I mentioned with the children, Thursday was the day we celebrated the ascension of Jesus into heaven. And when he was getting ready to ascend, he told the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything that he has commanded them. And then he promised them, I am always with you, even to the end of age. Yes, he ascended into heaven, but he's still with us here today, everywhere. We're going to be receiving his body and blood here shortly. But he is with us no matter where we are. But even while he is up in heaven, he promised us that he was not going to leave us as orphans, but that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to them. And he told the disciples to go and wait in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, when they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit. So now it's 4 days after he ascended, and they're waiting. They're gathered in the upper room, the apostles, 11 of them, some women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his flesh and blood brothers, the ones he was blood related to. They, who not, one time they thought he was crazy. And they were like, man, are you ever going to prove that you're who you say you are? Man, come on, let's get him out of there. When he was meeting in a room with a bunch of people, the brothers, his own brothers, James, not the apostle James, and Jude, and his other brothers, probably his sisters, did not believe in him until after the resurrection when he rose from the dead and they saw that he is risen.
Hallelujah.
I snuck that one in on you. So now they're sitting there in the upper room and they're praying, but they're also sitting there going, what do we do? Cards haven't been invented yet, so we can't play Uno or Crazy Eights or Hearts or anything. What are we going to do while we're waiting? So they're sitting there, and then I don't know if he was voted into this position or if he just took it upon himself to be the chairman of the board of acolytes, but Peter decided, I know what we'll do. Even though we haven't put it in the bulletin, even though no announcement has been made yet, let's have a special voters meeting. And everybody said, what's that? Why? Well, you know, a special voters meeting, you could only have one item on it, they told Peter, so you need to not talk so much. And he goes, okay, so we're going to have a special voters meeting because we need to pick an apostle to replace Judas Iscariot. And, you know, the one who, very graphic description of what happened to him today in the epistle reading, and they call the field Akeldama or something like that. And we need to replace him. Well, what are the qualifications, Peter? Well, he has to be someone who's been with Jesus from the time of the baptism of John the Baptizer all the way through the resurrection of Jesus. So, has any of you been in that position? Well, first, let's go to the... We need to have the meeting, so They gather about 120 people in all and say, okay, we need to choose one person. Does anyone who meet this qualifications want to volunteer? And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been on a group that's supposed to go out and look for people to serve on boards and everything, nominating committee, sometimes it's not so easy to find someone to volunteer. So, but then they had not one, but two people actually stood up and volunteered. I've done it. Matthias, I've done it. Barsabas, I have too. You're both willing to run? Yes. Yes, we are. Wow, that's unusual. Usually we have to pull teeth to get even one person to volunteer to run. It's not like that here, though, is it? Yeah. So then they had two people, so they actually had to cast lots. They had to vote between Matthias and Barsabas. And Matthias won. And his wife looked at him. I don't really know if he's married. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into? Or maybe he thought that himself. And Barsabas was like, whew. Or maybe not. He might have been, oh, I was so close. So anyway, they got elected. Matthias got elected to serve on the board of apostles. Not an easy job to do. Not an easy job at all. Because to be an apostle meant that you were front and center for all those who hated Jesus, and therefore they hated you. Front and center. There's arrests, there's torture, there's beating. There's all these things to go on. Some will even be executed. Actually, most in various ways. The only one we know that lived into old age was John. We think he was pretty young when he became a disciple, but he lived a long time. But he was also exiled to the island of Patmos. But yet, the apostles served. They served Jesus. They served. They took their calling seriously. I noticed one thing. The word brothers came up twice in the epistle. First it said that the brothers of Jesus were there. That meant James and Jude and Josias and his brothers, physical brothers. But then Jesus said, brothers, when he was speaking to the whole assembly, and that meant all the believers, which includes the women and the children. That's just the way of Hebrew in Hebrew of saying that, including everyone. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus has, just as he chose his 12 disciples to be apostles, and chose Matthias, and later chose Paul, he has chosen each and every one of you. And you're saying, no, 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 I can't be that good of a witness to Jesus. I'm a sinner. No, I can't do it. People might mistreat me. They're going to hate me because I believe in Jesus and I'm a Christian. They're going to hate my values. They're going to hate that I think a life should be led in a godly manner. This being called by Jesus is hard. I don't know. But the apostles, they weren't perfect. Peter argued with Jesus when Jesus said he had to go and be killed and rise again on the third day. No, Jesus, that won't happen to you, not with me around you. Peter denied Jesus, not once, not twice, but three times. Matthew was a tax collector. Now, nothing wrong with tax collectors. I'm not going to say we need to go and bombard the IRS or anything, storm them and everything. Nothing wrong with tax collectors, except for they were working for the Romans, the bad guys, and they usually charge too much so some money can get put into their pocket. And then he chose Paul. Paul was such a good, upstanding individual. Actually, he was. Paul was doing his job as a Pharisee when he was going out to persecute those who believed in Jesus. But Jesus showed him his errors. And each and every one of them, just like each and every one of us, asked for forgiveness for our sins. And their sins were forgiven. And when I forgave your sins just a little while ago, that wasn't me doing it. I might have spoken the words. That was God who has forgiven you your sins in Christ Jesus. Just like God forgave the sins of the apostles. Whenever you come to God, what a privilege to carry to Jesus and say, I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins. You say it with sincerity, out of your heart. Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. Now, if you just say, forgive my sins, wait till I can sin again, you're mocking the name of God. But if you're sincerely asking for forgiveness, God forgives you. How many of you were sincere in asking for forgiveness today and confessing your sins? Hope we all were. We have received the forgiveness of sins. So now they've had a special voters meeting, and now they have Matthias. And they were really excited because they heard Matthias could play a mean guitar or banjo or fiddle or something, and he could sing, and they were looking for entertainment. No, that's not what it was. And I promise you, I cannot sing. I cannot play guitar. So I won't be standing up here doing that. But some people have been given gifts. I'm not one of those. But some have been given gifts. We pray that God uses whatever gift you have been given to the best of your ability. Some he has called to be apostles. Some he has called to be teachers. Some he has called to be prophets. Some he's called to even be able to know what's going on. Some he's called to speak in tongues. Now we're saying, no, we don't speak in tongues. We're Lutherans. But he has called some to speak in tongues. He also has called some to interpret those who speak in tongues. So then, people understand what is being said. Matter of fact, next week, we come to the speaking in tongues part of the church here. And I forgot to mention it, but Pentecost, if you have red, please wear red on Pentecost, so which is next Sunday. So, just like God called the apostles, and he forgave them for their sins, and he settled their anxieties so that they were able to go and speak about Jesus. But notice how they were all united together. We pray that as a church body, we are united together here at Concordia and throughout all the Christian church. We pray that we're able to unite together. And we pray that volunteers will come up and step up and say, yes, I can do that. Now, not every one of you could do each job. There's someone who will be the trustee of the church because they're able to do that. There's a builder of the church. There's a key man of the church. There's a president of the congregation. There's elders. There's a woman serving in the altar guild. There's the Sunday school teachers. Everyone has been called to do something in a different way. And some people are better equipped to go and talk to their neighbors. Say, hey, do you believe in Jesus? Let me tell you what I believe. Not everyone's able to do that really well. But whenever the opportunity comes, don't say, no, I don't want to talk about it. Say, yes, I do believe in Jesus. He forgave me for my sins. Wouldn't you love to be able to know that your sins are forgiven? Well, I don't sin. Everybody sins. Let me tell you some of the things that I've done in my life. Last week I told you guys about me telling my mom no when she asked me to wash dishes. Yeah. Let me tell you what I've done. But yet God has forgiven me. Oh, I've done too much. He can never forgive me for things that I've done in my life. Yes, he can. He forgave David, a murderer and an adulterer. He forgave Paul, a murderer. He forgave Peter, who denied him. He would forgive any sin. Just take it to him. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. So no, I don't think we're having a special voters meeting today. But remember, Jesus is with you always in everything you do. In the name of Jesus, amen.